Can you imagine what it must have been like to wait for the coming of the Messiah in the years before Jesus' birth? The Jewish people lived in a land which always seemed to be controlled by someone else. Ever since the days of King David and King Solomon, the nation had been divided and conquered. The dream kept alive from generation to generation that was someday a king who come who would overcome the foreign powers and bring victory to the Jewish people. Imagine being a Jewish slave, struggling to maintain your self-respect in the midst of the Roman occupation. There had been those who had come and claimed to be the Messiah, the promised leader, but they were soon forgotten. And now, a carpenter's son was preaching and teaching with a ragtag band of fishermen and tax collectors. The neighbors were saying that he was the chosen one who was coming to deliver God's people. All of that waiting for this, you might have asked. After all, the young carpenter didn't talk about gathering an army. He spoke about loving the enemies and praying for the persecutors. And when he was captured and put to death, he didn't even fight back. From the standpoint of destroying the enemies, Jesus didn't meet the expectations of those who waited so long for his coming. But from the standpoint of teaching his listeners how to live each day with many kinds of people, he was a true conqueror.